We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Real celebrities, real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
ear.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Special guests with us this morning.
That's right. My favorite R&B singer and my second favorite luchador, Miguel.
Miguel, ladies and
gentlemen.
What's up,
Welcome,
sir?
Miguel. He can't never just say nothing, just all nice.
Yeah. It's all right.
Now, how'd you celebrate Cinco de Mayo, being that you are half Mexican?
Man, we actually had an album playback yesterday.
Okay.
So I was wondering if you guys were going
to... We weren't invited.
We ain't hear nothing about that.
Nope. I asked him, I was like, yo, what's up?
RCA been real slack lately, Miguel. Yeah.
You guys didn't come because we had the interview today.
Nope,
that was
we weren't invited. I thought maybe you were mad at us because they were playing half. They said you were half Mexican, so they were half.
Yesterday was Cinco de Mayo. Envy wanted to play some Mexican artists.
Right.
He played a quarter of Cassie
because she's 25% Mexican.
A quarter of the song
and half of How Many Drinks because you're half Mexican.
That's cool. I'll take that. That's all right. Shout out to all the Latinos out there right now.
That's why you wearing like the. Is that Mexican?
No,
is that Mexican garb?
Mexican garb? That's the most ignorant. Is that Mexican? Is that traditional Mexican garb you're wearing?
It's not just a jacket.
It's the finest Mexican sackcloth.
This guy, yeah.
It's kind of Cali blood.
It's very Cali.
Yeah, it's Cali.
Very
Mexican.
Cali. Very okay. California.
Charlamagne's wearing a traditional black person's V-neck white tee.
From Target. Multi mode 999. Thank you.
Wear right there, boy.
But oh, Miguel, man. Welcome. You know, we've been waiting for this new album to come out. I know you put out the 3-song EP a few months ago. And it's interesting because they said Coffee just came out. But I was like, that song's been out. I've been hearing it
I put that out really for the fans ahead of time. And, you know, everyone who's been following me, like, since the last album especially knows I like to put music out for free when it's time to gear it for the album. So I wanted to do it like that. And I think everyone had been waiting so long for some music. So I just put it out that way. But Coffee is the official single. So
we were missing you, Miguel.
Yeah,
I missed being, you know, being in the mix and you know, being able to, like, just be out there and do shows and whatnot.
Why so long since Kaleidoscope Dreams? Why didn't you feel the need to to rush? Because, you know, if you have a successful project, the label's like, hey, we need another one.
Yeah.
Why didn't you feel the need to come right back up?
The big thing is, like, I mean, I hate to say it, but art really does imitate life. You know what I'm saying? And after a while, like, you have to do living. You know, there's living that needs to be done so you can kind of, like, just I guess, fill the tank of inspiration up, I guess. You know, it's kind of a cliche thing to say, but it's a way of saying it. But you know what I mean? It's like...
Gotcha.
Had some living to do, you know, and
gotta
we were on the road for like
foreign
three
places.
Essentially, I mean just being out and being home, spending time with family, all of those things, like just kind of living life. Just living life.
Charlamagne had a huge argument about you this morning.
Okay,
before you got here, he was actually on your side. He had an argument with another guy that was battling between you and Chris Brown, and who is the better R&B singer, who had the better songs.
Listen,
Charlamagne was walking around. Playing your coffee song, grinding.
I was not playing coffee. I was playing Tell Me That the Is Mine.
Okay. He's okay. Like, it's a very big difference. Okay, that's a huge difference.
Grinding,
yeah.
Him and another man were battling.
Him and another man were grinding.
But you know, sometimes you get into these arguments with people about who's the best rapper.
Right.
I said,
MC.
Miguel's the best R&B singer.
Thanks,
out right now.
Appreciate
he
that.
Said Chris Brown. I said, it's not even close. Now, if it's popularity, of course, Chris is.
Yeah.
But talent, not even close.
I think it's just I think we're just too different. We make two different kinds of music.
It's hard to compare you to Chris Brown. It is.
I'm a Chris Brown fan,
mm-hmm.
straight up, and that's my guy. Like he's a good dude. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I listen to Chris Brown,
right?
Straight up.
But you haven't done those crossover. Like, okay, I'm gonna do a like Chris Brown's dabbled in EDM records and done other things. You've really been strictly like a soul R&B artist.
Yeah. I mean, I think my music is always rooted in soul.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm painting with different colors and different like textures.
Do you ever feel like okay, I gotta try something, you know, different?
Or have you tried an EDM type of record before?
I wouldn't say that EDM, for what it's known for, is really moves me.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? I think I've heard a couple remixes of my songs that are like EDM remixes, and I'm like, okay, that's cool, but
sounds good.
It's not something that I would. I don't think if it like was a track I heard, I'd be like, oh, that makes me want to. Mm-hmm. But there are the gotcha. Rhythms that live in that same tempo, because I'm Latino, you know what I'm saying, as well. So there are rhythms that live in that same world and tempo space that do move me, but it's just I can't say that EDM is really my bag.
So is Wild Heart almost done? Or
Wild Heart is done.
It's completely done, okay.
Yeah.
What is that? That's the name of your new album?
Wild Heart is the title of the new album.
So what finishing move is that going to turn into? Because you're a Kaleidoscope dream.
We're working on it.
Now he's actually suing you now.
Yeah,
after
I mean,
all this time.
The crazy thing is 2 years later, it's crazy. I'm just really getting more information on it. So I don't really know too much about it, but you know, we handle our business.
Now, why didn't you know, just like pull it to the side a couple years ago and say, "Hey, take this $20,000. Sorry for the inconvenience. I mean, to almost decapitate you. Are you okay?"
We spoke. We everything seemed like it was on the up and up. You know, last we spoke, but I guess you know, you just got to deal with things as they come.
Right, because there was another woman that was involved, but then she decided not to sue.
Yeah.
Right, and now this is a second woman. So
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
I guess I don't even know at this point. I don't have enough information to like talk about it, but I just know like I handle my business.
It happens
a lot
though.
For you though,
yeah.
Because I knew when the 3-song EP came out, and I think I went to download it or something, but it didn't download fast enough. So I didn't hear Coffee until yesterday. I bought it on iTunes.
Crazy.
But then like it came out, and then the news about you getting sued came out at the same time.
Ah, interesting, right? It's interesting how that all works out. But anyway.
It helps. It's like you get your names out there. Yeah. Nowadays we live in a society.
I don't think he would like
good
that.
Good news is just as prosperous as bad news.
It's kind of weird. I don't think anyone really cares anymore. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, hey.
It happened a long time ago.
But I still watch it every now and then, though. I thought it was amazing.
It's funny as shit. I laugh at it. I mean, it's you know, I could laugh at myself now.
That was one of the most meme moments. We always talk up here about the memes, and these people are so clever with the things that they come up with the memes.
They do.
Sometimes you just have
I'm waiting for new ones now. I'm waiting for new this like this next album cycle. I'm waiting for new memes.
Ply's situation brought it back because Ply's had the finishing move called the Color Money, which was the slam, and they compared it to the Kaleidoscope Dream, which is the leg drop.
What were you gonna say?
But do you still do that? Do you still dance the same way, or do you watch yourself now, or do you still jump over crowds? Does that change anything?
Man, I really am just like always living in the moment, especially on stage. So I won't say that I'm just like I love rock and roll. I grew up listening to rock and roll. So stage, like crowd surfing, things like that are part of like things I always thought were amazing, you know, wanted to do. Now I'll do them very differently and more cautiously if ever again. But that's just a part of what I'm into, you know.
How did Adorn change your life?
Man, talk about. I think the moment at the Grammys was real crazy. But the funny thing is creating Adorn and then shooting the video and that whole time for me was like a lot of like growing up, you know, and just stepping into a new set of, you know, a more confident and more like, I guess taking control of my career place for me. And it changed the perception of like how people look at me as a musician, as an artist. I think people didn't really look at me like I was a real artist. You know, it was like, okay, he's an R&B cat, write a song. I love a couple of songs, whatever. But that song changed a lot for me, so.
It kind of like separated you from the pack.
Yeah, big time. Big time, yeah.
How do you pick and choose which artist you want to collaborate with? Now, of course, we know the Ludacris single you've been on. You work with J. Cole. You work with Kendrick Lamar. I'm sure a lot of people come knocking on your door asking you to do songs and be on hooks and sing with them. But how do you pick and choose, like, I'm going to work with this person?
I think it's so tough because, you know, you can like people, but you may not like what they create. You know what I'm saying? And that's where it gets real tough because like there's people that I genuinely I'm like, man, I f***ed with you. Like you're cool as f***, but
your music is
the
whack.
Music. No, not the music is whack, but it's not. I don't see where that makes sense
for
us.
You
know what I mean? Yeah.
Do people get offended? Like they give you a sound like, yo, I want you. I really want to get you on this, and then you have to tell them, yeah, that's not really.
I'm sure because we're artists. You know what I mean? So we're all like sensitive to a certain degree. But I think like being honest is respectable. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm not really with it, I just got to be honest, and that's what else can I do? Right. You know, what else can I do?
You let him down easy, or you just tell him straight up, "Hey, man."
Be like, "Nah, no, just like
you don't give him the industry around." Like, "Hey, I'm on tour. I'll be back in 2 years."
The label said I can't right now.
Well, thankfully, sometimes it does just work out that way, where it doesn't have to be.
It
have to
be said.
But sometimes it's I don't have to say it. Just like happens that way. But there's been times when I have to be like, you know, honestly, I don't really see how I will fit on this. You know what I mean?
Sometimes I hear you like on hooks. I'm like, man, this would have been great if it was a whole Miguel song.
About the Ludacris record.
That record is so crazy how that song came about because we did it like 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And we thought it was going to come out a lot sooner, but he put it on. I love that the fans love it too, which is crazy. So.
Now, when you first came out, you were known as the weirdo. You looked weird. You were crazy. Your style was crazy.
The thing is, people just kind of finally just been like,
they're okay with
cool.
it.
But now people like the weirdos.
I did a lot of things before they were trendy, and I may not have done them in a way that looked cool to the general public or to the black masses or to whatever you want to call it, but honestly, I don't give a f-
there you go. Talk that talk.
I'm a human being, and I'm learning. Like I just have the balls to do what I want, and maybe I didn't do it the way that I was seeing it in my head. It didn't come across like that, but you got to give it to a person who doesn't give a f- and just does what they want. You
and
know
I think
saying?
Sometimes when people are familiar with you, like, okay, we like him, we like his music, so now, all right, now it's we're like, okay. But when they don't
context,
know you so well,
yeah.
and they're like, I don't know who this guy is, and but then you put some hit songs out and everybody wants to work with you, and they're like, all right, he could do whatever he wants now.
That's love. You know what? Actually, the conversation we had here last time, I think was pivotal too. Because it was like, let's address it.
And
just
be
like, and I could be like, you know what? Looking at those photos, honestly, would think the same thing. That's straight up.
Right.
Looking at it, but I know where my head was at and what I was trying to do and like the fashion statement I was trying to make, but I didn't have the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It took like education and kind of like spending time with people who really know fashion to explain to me, okay, this is how I see what you're trying to do,
right?
But this is how you actually do it. You know what I mean? So it was like, it was just a learning experience. I can't even be mad at myself.
Well, and then we saw you spanking your girlfriend. We know he can't be gay. I mean, you see his
long-time
girlfriend.
Women. Let's talk
about this picture right here, right? Because I bought coffee yesterday on iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, great record, terrible picture. You got a hole,
that one,
you got a hole in his crotch.
Okay. You ever think about the guys that listen to your music, Miguel?
That's not for the men. That's not for the men. That's definitely not for the men. That's not.
I actually was looking at that picture today. Did I show it to you?
Yeah, you showed it to me because she did a similar picture yesterday on Instagram.
I want to see that picture, Angela.
Well, I had a hole in
where's
your
that?
Crotch.
Where's that?
And I was
where's
like,
that?
Well, why can Miguel do this and it's okay? And then I put up a similar picture and it's a problem. And
let
I
me
thought,
see it. Where's it at?
Down.
I have to take
okay,
it down.
But you got on your phone, though. Where's it at?
I'll show you. It's not that bad.
Show it to me.
Now, are you still meditating?
Yes. Yeah.
I can't pronounce it. What is it called? Transcendental.
Transcendental meditation.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't got. Honestly, no. I haven't got to transcendental meditation. But crazy. I was just talking to Usher. He hit me 2 days. We spoke 2 days ago about it.
Stop bragging. Okay, Usher calls you.
That's big bro.
Yeah. All right.
You know what I mean? That's like big
he
bro.
Name dropped on you.
No, I didn't forget. I want to see that.
Oh. Is the
meditation for the artist or for the man, Miguel?
That's just for, I think it's, there's no separation at this point. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. For me, it's like a calming. I don't know if you guys have ever meditated and got to a point where it's like you feel, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like a feeling of stepping away from yourself.
Out of body experience, kind of.
I wouldn't say it's, for me, it's not that crazy, but it is it's almost mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain it. It just feels very like you can, a calming, like stepping back from everything. Mm-hmm. You're kind of seeing everything, even yourself, like
taking yourself out of your body and observing.
I don't know how to explain it, but I don't know if you've, have you guys ever meditated?
Yeah,
I've tried. I can't, it's hard for me to turn off, man. My is very busy. It's tough.
You know what? I would try guided meditation if you ever have the patience to try it, because honestly, it's the most. I've never felt more clear than after doing that for even just 15 minutes, and someone just kind of okay, now breathe like this, dude. That will help quiet everything.
Do you have tantric sex also and all of that?
I haven't got there yet. I wanna try that, but that's all breathing exercises.
I haven't tried it yet either. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I haven't tried it yet.
Because Diddy talked about it. He said he had sex for 2 days or something crazy.
I don't know if that was tantric or if
so
that
what
was
something.
Drug fueled.
I'm just saying, we're all wild at heart. I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right. What inspired you to make these freaky ass records? Because you go from his mind.
Uh-huh.
You can't say that word.
Okay. Oh, that sounds stupid.
Why not? Yeah. I love. That's
all right.
That's a better.
Okay.
To me.
Say it again.
Then you go. You can.
Vagina fit sounds so clinical.
It sounds like something you don't want.
We can't say on the ass. We gotta say vagina.
Well, you just said it again.
Oh.
How about coochie?
I hate that. Coochie. I hate
that
coochie.
That doesn't sound so good either.
It sounds dirty to me.
And now you got coffee.
It smells or something.
Stinks.
What is coffee and effing? What is that? Why is that synonymous
coffee
with each other?
Coffee is the original record, and effing was just, excuse me, I forgot where I'm at.
Miguel, you are just a
we're
dirty
bleep,
mouth.
Yeah.
Come on, be Mexican, man. Talk that talk.
And coffee is just, we did the other version just because it just felt right. Right. It was just well, this is what he's really saying.
Yeah.
Might as well just say it. Listening to it just seems like the obvious thing. So that's more for remixing, just for the heads on the internet.
So coffee's not slang for actual effing.
No, I mean, the actual song, I prefer coffee, this title coffee and the logic behind getting to coffee in the morning. That was the intention of the song.
You know
what I mean? It was it's obvious I'm talking about in the song, but it's more that it's lust rooted in honest connection. So that's what made this song stand out on the album, because there's something real underneath.
So you have a lot of sex and then you want to go get a cup of caffeine.
I just I don't like empty sex.
It wakes you up.
and then in the morning, yeah.
So you you think the morning is the best time to have sex?
I think every time is the best time to have sex.
Because some people prefer morning sex, some people prefer it at night.
Morning sex is amazing when you get woke up with it. That's
okay.
The best, yeah.
When you wake up in the morning, wood, and then somebody, your girl is there.
He is kinky this morning.
What? It's what the song is about, right. Envy, grow up.
I love it. I love it. I'm still waiting. I'm not leaving without seeing it.
Now, you mentioned that Stevie Wonder reached out to you about what's going on in Baltimore.
When?
Okay, maybe not.
Well, no, they were saying that you and Stevie Wonder you hinted that you guys might collaborate. That was the story on something to have to do with police brutality. I don't know if it was necessarily
Baltimore. Riots in Baltimore.
No, we actually did we did an event for the mayor of LA last week, and we spoke about it briefly, but it wasn't I mean,
they made it
obviously
seem like you guys were gonna do a song and possibly
no. I mean, obviously something needs to be said and done, and it's a very urgent thing, and that we were just speaking on that, yeah.
Right.
And I think there are a number of artists out there who are really keen on making a difference and saying something. And I think we're hoping to make that happen, you know, in some way, shape, or form. But
can you make a record about the joys of eating ass? Because eating ass is getting real commercial now.
Is it?
Yeah, what?
Well, just because of eating the booty like groceries. Kevin Gates made it kind of popular.
I'm about it. I'm about it.
Oh, you eat booty, okay.
Man, I'm about it. Like a crab.
Yeah, there you go. That's how you gotta open your cheeks just like that. Like, you put your tongue
in. Well, I don't eat booty, just for the record.
Has that inspired any lyrics yet?
I don't know if that's gonna make any lyrical any songs. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But hey, you never know.
What about squirting?
My name is Miguel. I don't know.
What about squirting? Would you write a song?
Kinky. Yes. God, yes. Me.
You guys are talking about eating booty, but squirting is kinky.
Squirting is amazing. That's right. That's the biggest compliment.
I like how Miguel just positioned himself like I'm about to get at Angela.
Well, he can't look at you and say squirting is amazing.
I'm still waiting to see that photo. I don't know why you're tripping.
Okay, all right. You guys seem like, okay, all right. Gosh. I didn't think it was that
Miguel
bad.
Miguel is a nice look for you.
Envy made it seem like it was really bad. Get out of here, Shelly.
That picture ain't got nothing to do with that picture that Miguel.
She showed me the picture. She said, Miguel, like it was like,
it wasn't that bad, but Envy made it seem, Envy's very conservative.
And you took it down?
Yes.
You took that down? Why?
I don't know.
It was a good look. You did your hair and everything. Let me see it again.
I didn't do my hair. It was supposed to be no makeup, no hair done, just...
Let me see it again.
Coffee.
I like that,
You should send it to him,
Can I see it again one more time?
Stop.
I'm blushing, Angela Yee.
I'm embarrassed.
Damn. Gosh. Is it true you're doing a movie with John Legend?
Man, that's so crazy how
rumors stuff.
I had a meeting with a production company. I literally had one meeting with the production company. It is his production company. Mm-hmm. About a film that was very, very different than the one that they were a press release was released about. Mm-hmm. So the film that I had a meeting about was actually really dope. The film that I heard was. They're talking about. I don't know anything about.
It's like a
film.
Musical, romantic comedy.
That's not the film that I was pitched at all. So, so if there's a film being made like the one that we spoke about, I'm absolutely interested. But I've only had a single meeting about it.
Oh, they said you got the role.
You in the lead.
Nah. Hey, not the film they're talking about.
Is it true that you're getting married? No, I'm kidding. I know that's.
It's true that I'm wild at heart, straight up.
Has it been hard to be? Because you're still in a relationship, right?
Yes.
Is it hard to be faithful? Because you know your success has shot up. You know, since the success of Adorn, you know, girls look at you as a sex symbol. Is it hard out here? Harder to be faithful?
It's only as hard as you allow it to be, I guess. You know what I mean?
Don't put yourself in that situation where something could happen.
I mean.
You should have paused that, too. Wow. I mean, God damn, that was... It's only as hard as you allow it to be. You make that sound crazy. Okay. Jesus Christ. Just when you got rid of all those rumors.
Why? He said about with his girlfriend.
Because it's for women, though. What are we talking about?
Absolutely. Yeah. I want you.
Yeah. You wouldn't copy-paste it on some others. I haven't said anything else. Anyway, never mind.
Go ahead.
But is it hard though?
It's.
Oh my gosh.
You're the one.
Goodness gracious.
Charlamagne, why are you blushing? Now that Charlamagne's light skinned, I can see when he blushes. Right,
is it difficult?
That's the headline.
Did you say now he's light skinned? You
know. I can see him blush.
Is it hard?
Wow.
Is it difficult?
Wow. Is it difficult to stay? Like I said, it's just, it's how much you allow it to affect you, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Chris Rock once said, a man is only as faithful as his options.
He did say that.
Yes.
Chris Rock is amazing.
A lot of people have said that, though.
That's why it's tougher for men in power. I mean, anyone in power, women in power, anyone in power, to be faithful.
But you know what? For a woman, and especially for your girlfriend, I'm sure it's quite easy. If she wanted to do something, she could. And I'm sure guys come at her all the time.
I'm gone all the time. It would be really easy.
Some guy could slide in and be like, look,
women
he's never here.
And women are so smart. Like, they're not messy. Mm-hmm. And we do it, and we do it just stupid.
Right. Like, you guys don't pre-plan. You don't tell your boy, look, I told her I'm with you, so he has no idea what's going on.
Guys are dumb.
We plan things out. Stupid. Like, we have pictures ready in case we're going to pretend that we're on vacation with our friends, but we're really not. Those pictures, and then we tell our friends, don't post for 2 weeks because I said I'm with you, and you know.
And what else?
Just a lot of things that women do. We plan ahead. Uh-huh. You guys just do what you're going to do and don't have any type of plan. Have you gotten caught cheating?
You know what? We've been together since I was 19. I've definitely made some mistakes. Mm-hmm. I'm not even gonna hide behind that.
Right. Because sometimes when you get caught, that's when you realize I gotta stop.
Oh yeah, big time. that's exactly when you figure that out, and then you realize like it's not even worth it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When it's not even worth it. So.
Do you pay attention to stuff like who's following her on Twitter and Instagram? Like make sure Drake's not following her or Trey Songz.
Who's she liking?
Trey Songz is the one you gotta watch.
Chris Brown. Man, none of them are a threat to me. And I don't mean that in a diss way. I'm just saying I just feel very strong about my relationship. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about musically? Do you feel like you're the best R&B singer out right now?
I feel like I'm poised to do something great. I don't know about the best R&B singer, but I know that I'm poised to do something great in this world.
I'm just talking about right now, at this moment.
At this moment, I'm.
You should.
I'm
feel
in
like
love
that.
With my album. Gotcha. I'm in love with this album, and I know we have even more like great music coming after Coffee. So I'm gonna let the fans. It's for the fans, you know. It's for the fans, and so that's all I can. You know,
who do you listen to as far as other producers or executives when it comes to your music? Whose input do you really take to heart?
Lately, I haven't listened to anything.
No, I mean, like, whose input? Like, when people tell you, or who do you go to? Like, okay, what do you think about this song? Should this make the album? Does this sound all right?
Mark Pitts is like my big bro, so he's not an artist, mm-hmm. you know, in the general sense of the term, but he is an artist at heart. He's a creative person. Like he's a creative spirit, and he understands art. I mean, mm-hmm. so that's the first person I always go to with my music. But Wale's a good person. Cole is a great person. Those two people are probably like the closest to that.
But isn't it hard to let them hear records because they'd be like, oh, let me jump on that. And you can't tell Wale or Cole no because they always look out for you. You know what I'm saying? I love Wale, but I could have did without him on Coffee, to be honest.
Damn, so.
Well, I love the version with him on it. You know what I mean? But I also love the version without. So it's just it's cool to have options.
Yeah, the original one.
Well, I needed the original.
That was on the EP.
No disrespect to Wale, because that's my guy.
Yeah, shout out to Wale.
Because actually, when you re-released it, because I told him I was hearing that song for months already. I was like, how is this a new song? But then I realized it's because Wale is on it.
Right. And that, like, we honestly did that, like, and big shout out to Wale because he did it like so fast, mm-hmm. embodied it. But it was really for the fan. It's like it's for the fans, you know what I mean? Even though like Coffee, the actual version that goes on the album, will be the version without Wale. You know what I mean?
I don't blame you for that. It was a dope verse. I just don't think it fit the song. Like he got a line in there that's dope. He say 50 Shades of Grey over Jodeci.
Yeah, over Jodeci. Yeah.
But I just felt like I like R&B. I don't be liking the rap and all. I like leave. Just let it be R&B. Like when everybody rapped over Adorn, like no, leave that alone.
Did people rap over Adorn?
Yeah.
I didn't hear.
Wiz Khalifa was on Adorn.
Oh,
I
Wiz
did. He said I remember.
Oh yeah, man, we did. We did. Version.
Prince did a version?
Huh? Didn't him and Diddy do a version of a song?
Prince does every song. Prince will be doing
I don't like that.
What else can we look forward to on the album, though? Give us some more since we didn't get to come to the playback.
What do you have to look forward to? Is that
yeah,
question?
Like, tell us a little bit about it.
The album, you're working for me, is that true?
We did. Unfortunately, the music that we did doesn't fit the sound of the body of work for this album, so we're trying to figure out the right way to put that music out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but Premier's like, that's a musical mentor. That's someone I grew up listening to, you know, so that was an honor. You know who I did get to work with this album I've never worked with before, and it was amazing, it was Rafael Sadiq.
Oh, I love Rafael Sadiq.
Yeah.
Tony was one of my, they had one of my favorite R&B songs ever, Just Me and You.
Just Me and You.
He's got a dope artist too. What's homie name?
Adrian Marcel.
Yes, he does, man. So shout out to Rafael, representing the Bay.
And were you doing a lot of writing while you were taking a break?
Did I do a lot of writing at home? I did. I recorded.
For other artists too?
Not so much. Mm-hmm. Not so much. This album was like, I think it's the last time I'm going to record an album at home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was a challenge because it's just so easy to be like, oh. And I just, like, you know, when you settle into your house, it takes so long to get your house to exactly how you want it because mm-hmm. it's like you're curating everything. You know what I'm saying? So, and I'm really particular. So I'm at home. I'm the house is coming together. I'm getting real comfortable. And also understanding that I need some time to live. So mm-hmm. it makes it real easy to just be like, all right, I'm going to watch a film right mm-hmm. now.
Right.
I'm not going to push this. I'm not going to rush it. Because you can't rush art. Right. You just can't. You don't do that.
So you just bought a new house?
I just made sure the house like came together the way I want.
How big is it?
It's actually not.
Whoa.
It's not. God, man, you and these questions. God. Good.
How much square feet
jumping all
do you
over
have?
The place here.
How was the square footage of your crib?
The house is hard. How big is it?
The house is, it's, I don't know. It's like It's not a huge house. It's actually there's only two of us there, so mm-hmm. I didn't need a crazy house. It's like 3,000 something square feet.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is that I don't know what that is in relation to everyone's home. I don't know.
Well, we're in New York, and I tell you right now, my house is not that big.
Well, we live in like a residential area where it's like, you know, single family homes. They're like all nice size. They're not like mansions or anything like that.
Do you think about starting a family soon and having children?
Man, I'm too wild for a family right now.
You said what?
Way too wild to have a family right now.
What do you mean half Mexican?
Why?
Family?
Why? Huh? What do you mean way too wild? You can be wild to have kids.
Right. I don't have
the responsibility.
Yeah, right about now, like we're at the cusp of like doing something really, really great. I believe that in my heart, and I don't know that would be like I wanna be there for like the first at least 3 years for my children's lives. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. 3 years I wanna be home.
That ain't gonna happen now.
Exactly. Right now is like, yeah. Right now I'm too selfish. Right now we're both too selfish. Right now.
So you're one of those career first guys.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, right now, yeah, right now.
If you keep having sex with no condom, you know, eventually you possibly have a family.
Straight up.
Well, I'm sure she's.
We're taking the proper. We're taking the proper.
Something.
How was the Met Gala?
It was fun. The Met Gala was amazing. Actually, this is my favorite Met Gala.
Really? Why?
Probably because I was more comfortable. Mm-hmm. The energy is like, it takes getting used to. You know what I'm saying?
You feel like you belong this time?
I've definitely felt more like I belong this mm-hmm. time. And the fact that there's like more familiar faces, like you're kind of, you know, it's just mm-hmm. being around these. And you only see a lot of these people, you know, one or two times a year. Mm-hmm. So the fact that now it's like there's a little more familiarity makes
it respect
real comfortable.
From your peers?
Yeah. I mean, the great thing is seeing the musicians that you love. So it's like, that know you, you know what I mean, and they show love.
Like that's who were you like blown away by? Like, wow, I can't believe this person's here that you never met before, or that you barely ever get to see. Who impresses you?
I'm always like, just because I grew up on Jay, like mm-hmm. Jay-Z, like seeing Jay-Z every time I see him, and he's just so cool. You know what I mean?
Hov like, raised us all, sir.
Yeah, exactly. So like, that's always like special. You know what I mean? That's cool. Him and Beyonce look great. They were super dope.
Did Hov talk to you about title?
No, not at all. Have you guys tried title yet? Have you tried it?
Not yet.
I haven't tried it. I thought you subscribed.
I did, but I haven't done it yet. I subscribed just because, you know, I feel like Jay's my father in a way. So
word.
I support
right.
my dad.
Right.
Okay. Yes. I'm not going to lie. It's hard for me to pay money to subscribe to this. I don't even have Netflix. I use my friend's Netflix account.
Really?
And I have other, you know, iHeart. I have that. But it's hard for me to, like, pay. So I'm waiting for them to get a free service.
I subscribed because I thought he was going to call because they said he was calling people.
He's calling people.
He never called me.
You didn't get that one.
He didn't get the email.
No voicemail, not a text message?
Nah, he didn't call me.
I don't know why I'm so cheap about it.
What happens in the Met Gala?
I don't know why.
Because we hear so many stories, like they be sacrificing goats and stuff. It's like an Illuminati ritual.
That's exactly what happens.
Like yeah. After we see the red carpet, what happens on the inside?
It's essentially like, it's just a dinner. It's a dinner, and it's like, it's just talking to people who mostly don't know who you are, but understand that like, if you're here, you must do something. So it's just, it's like, okay, you must do something. So it's actually pretty cool because it's a lot of creative minds. A lot of people who are involved in the creative process of bringing a lot of great things to the world. So, mostly fashion, obviously. And I don't know. That's the best part. And drinking. It's like drinking, talking.
For what though? Aren't they raising money for something?
Yeah, for the Met.
I don't even know what the Met is.
For the Metropolitan Museum.
Oh.
All the money goes to the museum. So.
Now you're really into fashion, of course. We've talked about that. Is that something you want to pursue as far as like a?
By the way, I think I'm still hungover from the Met.
Two days ago.
Yeah, that's why none of my words are
Cinco de Mayo.
And Cinco de Mayo. Yeah. It kind of all is one blur. It's all good. Yeah.
Are you thinking about doing like anything in fashion, starting a clothing line, collaboration?
I think all of that is on the horizon. Because I. Like you said, I'm obviously like into fashion. Mm-hmm. Finding the right way of doing that, I think I'm starting in small places with things that tie into the album.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be really dope for like the fans to be into. But yeah, hopefully we can evolve from that and take it to other levels.
Are you going on tour?
Absolutely, June, July rather.
Who are you going out with?
I'm going out on my own. Yeah. So we're trying to figure. I'm trying to find the right person to come with me.
Gotcha.
The right artist or right band.
Who would we like to see
Yeah, I wonder who my fans would like to see with us.
That's a good question. Who would you guys like to see Miguel on tour with?
Yeah, that is a good question.
Would it be another R&B artist or would it be a
Definitely.
Artist?
This album, I mean, if you listen to even Kaleidoscope Dream isn't a traditional R&B mm-hmm. album. I don't make traditional R&B music.
You
I think it's
do,
rooted
with a new age twist to it. Though.
It's rooted in soul. I'm so like I'll never that's who I am. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? That's how I was raised, but I was also raised I'm in love with rock and roll, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So that'll always be a part of both of those things will always be a part of the music, and I think this album kind of pushes it in that direction.
We
well.
Need music that we can fornicate to.
Oh, trust me, that won't ever change.
Because I listen to 90s yeah. R&B. The only new dude, the last CD I would put in to have sex with was Trey Songz mixtape. I think it was Anticipation. And then Kaleidoscope Dream. Oh, any other time I'm listening to Jodeci, old R. Kelly.
I miss Jodeci, man. Mm. Yeah,
that was... And you're the only new guy that they give props to. Like all the older artists that come up here, they man. Always say Miguel.
That's crazy. That's so... That it trips me out, and it's the biggest compliment. Like the Boys to Men, like you said, yeah. Jodeci,
Mariah Carey.
There we go.
Are you gonna go see her in Vegas? She's doing her residency there, so that should be pretty interesting.
That'll be dope. I'm excited for it. I think that's
that'd
a
be a
place.
Good date night for you.
Vegas, I'm not really big on shows in Vegas.
Really?
No, not really.
That's like a concert though.
Yeah, it's yeah. Mariah.
Yeah, me and Mariah go back like.
Not big, as well, yeah. We appreciate you joining us.
Yes. Wild yeah. Heart is out this summer.
Yeah.
You got a date yet?
Yeah, June 30th.
June 30th. Oh, that's the day after my born day.
Yeah.
Bye.
Celebration. Okay. Yes. Celebration.
All right, Wild Heart in stores in June, and we appreciate you for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
It's the Breakfast Club, Miguel.
Ow.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average. Plus, it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.